السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to Radio Islam International. It is the program known as Screaming Reels. And this week, alhamdulillah, once again another edition of this wonderful program. With us on the line, we have Aril Mangli. Aril, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And to all our wonderful Radio Islam listeners on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning, calling you people like from the river, you know. It's always a beautiful view to see, looking over the river, admiring the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. And, you know, it's always good.
You're making this a habit now.
And inshallah, next week also we got something planned, the two of us.
Inshallah.
We'll talk a little bit more about it, inshallah, later on in the program.
This seems like a good habit, Adil.
You know what? If you're doing a fishing program, I think it's appropriate that you should be at a fishing place and you're conducting the program.
100%.
Last week, alhamdulillah, we were at Silverstrom, you know, just below the barrage area, and we were talking to telling listeners about the experience. I think one of the highlights was while I was on air, I had this huge fish take on my line, and I managed to hook it and still talk about it and give a running commentary. Very, very exciting stuff.
Like you said, it's a running commentary, Adil.
It has a running commentary.
But no, by and large, Adil, I think whoever I spoke to in the course of the week, everybody said that they just found something very different about the program last week. For myself, Adil, I think also. For myself, yeah. Also, I must say, I enjoyed it thoroughly, comparatively to a program that, like this year, where either you've gone out, or I'm gone out, or the two of us sitting in the studio. I think it just makes that world difference, that we're both out at the dam. And you know, Adil, I think even at that time, had we not caught any fish, I think that was just the cherry on the cake. Had we not caught any fish still by that time, but just being there at the water and discussing or doing the whole fishing program just makes things so much more different.
No, definitely. But last week, we must make sure that it was absolute pandemonium. The moment we got there and started throwing the lines in, the fish were biting like crazy. And we were talking about, you know, the window period that in which they bite. And I did find that after sort of 10 o'clock, it went a little bit slow, you know, but they were biting alhamdulillah throughout the whole day. Obviously, we had Luqman on last week as well, and he came in from his perspective talking about the fly fishermen and, you know, what sort of gear it is that they wear. And exactly the way he was explaining to us on the radio, I was looking at one of these guys standing in the middle of the water, and everything that Luqman said, this guy had it on him, you know, with the backpack and the stick and the fly rod and the hat and the sunglasses, you know, right down to the wading boots. So I was amazed at that particular thing because it's like an entire gear, an entire kit that they have to have when they go in and do that particular type of fishing.
Now, Aril, for some odd reason, I know on the Sunday I was back there, right? And I found it the opposite way on Sunday. And this is all about fishing. And I say to a lot of people that every day is not going to be the same. Every day is a different day on the water. For some odd reason, we got back there on Sunday, Adil. And early morning, yes, we were there early morning. Tried early morning, nothing much. Although, yes, we couldn't go much into the rapids like how we went the day before that. But because of having kids with us. So we went down to the spot where yourself and your brother and family were sitting. So when we got to that spot initially, Adil, was kind of dead.
Okay.
It was dead.
And yet the
like
day before
nothing.
You were catching a lot. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm thinking to myself that, yeah, you know, you're telling the kids, listen, we're going to this place and you're definitely going to catch something. And now they're all excited and all pumped up about it, thinking that, listen, this is it. And now we're going to catch some good fish today. And now it's just like so dead, Adil. In fact, there were some other Muslim youngsters there as well. And you're thinking, and the guy's saying that I'm sitting here for the last 2 hours and I haven't caught a single fish. You know, so I'm even saying, and yes, some of them mentioned that, The day before that, these guys from Radio Islam were here and they were nailing it and they were catching very well. And now you're feeling even worse.
He doesn't know. He's talking to the guy, yeah.
Exactly. Now you're feeling even worse. The brother is sitting there for the last 2 hours. We're sitting here and nothing is happening.
Hey,
but
hey, hey.
But nonetheless, I think after about 10:30 it was, or around maybe 10:30, is when the fish actually started biting.
Why then you started picking up?
One after another, yes. We started picking them up then there a bit later. And this also then continued for the day. Of course, we came out for lunch because, like I said, it was more of a family thing. So we went with the families, with the kids. We came out for lunch, had our lunch, and then we went back in a bit later at about 2:30 or so. And then we went further across the stream.
Right.
And there also the guy has done very, very well across the stream.
So then you found that guy and you told him, listen, man, I am the guy from Radio Islam that was here yesterday. Did you find the guy and tell him after that I am the guy from Radio Islam?
Well, some of them knew, some of them didn't know, so we just left it as that, Adil.
No, but it's a good thing, alhamdulillah, just went out, you had a good time, alhamdulillah. Like I always say, you know, you can't beat a good day fishing. Now, let me just give you a little background of what's happening here today.
First, tell us there when you went, before you give us the background and that type of thing, just tell us when you left and when was this planned here, because now I'm going to fight with you then.
No. This one, I said the last week we were together, and then next week also, inshallah, we're going to be together, so I gave you some time to rest. today we are at Willow Express. We're going to be doing Shashinda Survival Camp with the Johannesburg Muslim School learners and the teachers. MashaAllah, the teacher is just, Mulana is coming past me now and saying, and the teachers, don't forget the teachers as well. And his wife. Mulana says, wife. Mulana, we're going to interview Mulana just now because say his wife is listening. We've got, believe it or not, and it's actually a first for us, we've got the matric boys, alhamdulillah.
Excellent.
And it's very different because you're dealing with... you're dealing with big guys that you normally deal with. Some of them also still behave like little ones. So you got to be on their case all the time. So far, since we got here, last night we reached... the school was here early. By 4 o'clock, they were already on the farm. But Ramla, Mustaqim and Zaid were already here to meet them. And we've got a full complement here. There's about 33 boys. We've got 4 teachers today, and then another, those will go away, and then we've got some other teachers that will come later on. We've got Uncle Fisherman and his family also here, so we can get some. Like I said, it's a full day. From this morning, the youngsters woke up early at 5 o'clock, they performed their Fajr Salah with the Jamaat, you know, where they will start here at the bottom. It's a very, very good atmosphere. You know, youth is something that we take for granted. And then when you are 39 years old, and then you turn around and you say, hey, you know what it is to be young again. And when you look at these vibrant youngsters and how much of it they've got, it really, really, you know, brings a lot of excitement. They are getting ready for this. So you'll hear as I'm standing here, and I'm standing here in the spot because I've got a good signal. You'll hear the noise sort of start picking up just as the dishes start clanking and they get stuck into that wonderful, wonderful Shashinda breakfast that we've prepped for them, alhamdulillah, which they're unfortunately not here to enjoy. They've done some fishing. A few fish have already come out, nothing very big, but tightness is there now.
So it's all going to be happening this weekend. Adil, tell us, what do you find different? Yes, like you mentioned a bit earlier, that there is going to be a bit of a different ball game or a different cup of tea, having youngsters previously to now having a bit of bigger guys with you or the matriculants. So yes, it would be somewhat different. It would be a bit more of a challenge. But do you have your same lineup for the matriculants? Same programs lined up ahead, Aris?
Exactly the same program. I mean, we've done this program obviously with adults and stuff before as well. I'll tell you how different it is for me. This morning, some of the kids were fishing, and some of the youngsters were on the canoe, and I came down, and I started shouting them, not realizing the teacher is also with them. The teacher is just like one of the matriculants, you know. And then I said, but this is the teacher. So I said, okay, fine, your mu'allim is here. Which I wasn't shouting them if the parents are listening. I was just like reprimanding them.
Anil, just one second. Just say yeah. You wanted to shout them on and then you had no other opportunity. So you say, yes, let me just give it to him a little bit. You said, let me give it to him a little bit while he's in there. I'll just say, I didn't know.
No, definitely. I gave it to the guy. But later on, I realized my story and obviously I one thing I must say about in school kids, mashallah, they very well behaved. Time was still, but you know, our program is very, very intense. Last night, I'm not sure how many of them actually slept, so there's quite a few zombies walking around. But what's going to happen today is we've got two camps prepped because we've got such a big group. So we'll split them in half. The one team will go into one camp and the other team will go into another camp with me. And, you know, the camps are very, very intense. They're going to be doing a lot of different activities, fire making, water purification, you know, shelter building and stuff like that. And then we've got the canoe challenge later on. We've got the obstacle course for them. So it's a very, very exciting thing. And it's something that, like I said, you know, that since we started, mashallah, it's taken off really well. Our target market obviously will be the schools because it's a good thing to get the schools involved. The program is good. We do integrate curriculum as well, especially with life sciences where they learn about different plant species and stuff like that in the bush. So, yeah, we're looking forward, inshallah, to a very, very good day and see if I can get this youngster that caught a fish earlier on. A little later, let me see if I can convince him to come in and do a small little interview with us. And then, we'll take it from there, inshallah. What's happening on your side?
All right, wonderful. It sounds quite exciting. Very, very exciting on your guys' side with the camp and looking forward to spending a wonderful day with the youngsters for today and for tomorrow. Anil, this side, but quite the serious. In terms of weather-wise, we must say this last week, it's been a bit of a scorcher week. It's been quite hot during the course of the week. And I think for that reason, you're going to find that your fishing will still be exceptionally good. You're not going to have any issues in terms of fishing across the board, wherever you're hearing still at the moment. Guys are doing well. Guys are still catching very, very well all over the show. You heard Luqman said last week, whether it means you're targeting your bream, targeting yellowfish like we saw last week, river fish, dam fish, all over, guys are doing extremely well. Adil, I'll get him back to Adil.
I'm listening, yeah.
Okay, I say getting back to your guys' side there and Willow Express. I know in terms of the survival camp and doing all of this here with the matriculants, you wouldn't feel that there could be some sort of different elements that there could be shared with elder children or bigger children than it would be with the youngsters. Naturally, with the youngsters, there are a lot of things. You've got to have that precaution. You've got to take it a bit easy with them in showing them certain things. Here, in terms of the program overall, of course, you've got to have a guide. You've got to have a teacher. You've got to have somebody to show them the ropes and how to do things. But you don't have to do it for them.
No. So, like I said, you're dealing with the parents might not think that because they look like big uncles, but bigger parents. But alhamdulillah, like you said, the way we structured the program for this weekend is we want to focus on giving them that extra sort of skills that will help them to cope with the pressures that they're going to face now in the trick year. And I sat down and I really thought about this and I said to myself, what better than teaching them survival skills? The survival training teaches you how to deal under pressure situation, how to be able to cope in a pressure situation, which is exactly what these youngsters are in. And obviously then there's the fact that they came out and just let off some steam before they get into it. So it's definitely going to be a tough year for them. It's their matric year. There's a lot of pressure from the teachers. There's a lot of pressure from the communities. There's the applications that need to go out to university. There's the parents. It's just a good opportunity for them to let off some steam. But let me get Shakir's teacher on the line, inshallah, one of the matric students from JNS, and he's going to give you a little bit of Mulana will ask you some questions, inshallah, and then you can answer him and give him a little bit about your experience. Just hold on, Mulana.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi. Is it Shakir speaking?
Yes, Shakir Fisa speaking.
Shakir, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, shukran, yourself.
Alhamdulillah. Shakir, you sound quite excited. Maybe for the benefit of the listeners, tell us exactly. Adil said that early on this morning you went out and you caught a lovely fish. Besides, before we actually get to that part of it, tell us about your experience so far. You guys are there at Willow Express from yesterday about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, so you spend the evening there already, and of course early morning. Share with the listeners your experience so that many other youngsters like yourself out there can appreciate exactly what you guys are doing.
Gee, it's a different experience. Normally people are used to the life in the city. Out there, you're learning new sets of skills that could help you in a survival situation. The fish. And alhamdulillah, some of our brothers, they caught a few fish and let it go. And it's just exciting because you're learning new things. We have programs following that there's fireball, they're learning how to curing water, all these skills that you need to survive in the wild.
So, Shakir, tell us, do you normally go outdoors? Are you an outdoor type of a person, or is it more indoors, computer, PlayStations, and cell phones?
No, I love the outdoors. It's much more calming, and when we make girls in out of desert, it's much quiet. You can just like the pulse of nature. So, it's a wonderful experience.
So this is not the first time you're actually out doing this sort of a thing, Shakir?
No, it's not my first time.
All right, tell us now about the fish that you caught this morning, Shakir.
Mahfou.
Shakir?
Gee, sorry, I'm Mahfou.
I said, tell us about the fish that you caught this morning.
Gee, it was a very small fish, but I enjoyed it because we cast a line out this night, and it was out the whole night, and then finally this morning when we woke up, I caught. And we looked at it first a little bit, and then we let it back because we had no intention of eating it.
What fish was it?
A barb.
Shakir?
It was a green barb. I caught a barb.
Shakir?
Okay.
Now you're going to have to just move around a little bit there, son. We lost you on the last place there.
GGG. I got a better feeling now.
Shakir?
Si. Assalamu alaikum.
Shakir, can you hear us?
Hello.
Okay, yeah. So, alright, just tell us again. I don't think the listeners, I never even got that myself. What fish was it, Shakir?
It was a barb. A green barb.
A green barb, okay. And tell us, what bait did you guys use for it?
We used garlic as bait.
You're using garlic?
My first time fishing.
Oh, is it your first time fishing?
Gee.
And did you enjoy it, Shakir?
I did. It takes a lot of patience, but it's all worth it in the end.
Shakir, if you could send a message for youngsters out there, whether it be matriculants or any youngster that is perhaps listening to us from school, enjoying that day so far, well, it's always going to be a day that you guys are there. What sort of message would you give to youngsters out there? About the outdoor.
I would tell them that they should definitely, because an outdoor is a much more better experience than the indoors, because you learn new sets of skills every day, and you're learning how to survive. There's no games and technology and stuff. It's just one with the wild, just like what Adil said, the simple definition to survive out here is just that you need to complete the task. And I definitely think I should do outdoors, because it's spending their time wisely, learning new skills, and they're not indoors all the time. And you're socializing with your friend, you're making new bonds with new people, and you learn a lot of things out here in the outdoor. The scenery is wonderful also. There's canoeing, there's fishing. Today, some of us are even planning to swim in the river, and it's nice, peaceful, and quiet. Even when you read Salah, Maghrib, Isha, and everything, it's so quiet. It's like, it touches my heart. It makes me feel like I'm closer to Allah.
Subhanallah. Very true. Shakir, any message you got for anybody listening to you out there?
I just wanted to say Jazakallah to all my teachers and JMS for taking me out on this trip and teaching me the set of skills that is a pressure off my trick for me and giving me new set of skills that which will be useful in the future, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakumullah for that, Shakir, once again. Enjoy your weekend. Have fun with your buddies out there. And catch some big fish.
I will, Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam. Jazakallah, Shakir.
Youngster, I think his message was quite good to the youngsters out there. His message was quite good to the youngsters out there.
You know, just before he came on, I was explaining to you about this matrix and how much of pressure is really going under. And you can hear from what he's saying, you know, it's such a relief to come out a little bit in the bush. And the bush in particular, because it's some place where you can sort of, you know, become one with nature. And you can see the salamna with the youngsters. But like you said, also a lot of bonding, you know, you can see the kids are... you know, they're very playful, and but there's something in the background there, you know, that's on their mind, that's on their heads, and we understand also as parents and as teachers as well that our matriculants are going through a lot of pressure, and we need to also try and help them through the final phase of the schooling career to get them kick-started, inshallah, into the new careers that they take.
And this sort of thing, Adli, where the mind is just so clear, the mind is just so relaxed. Like you said, I mean, it's going to take them a hell of a long way. Just clearing up the whole air, clearing up the whole mind. I think Monday, Adil, when these kids go back to school, their teachers are probably going to see this on their faces, you know, coming off from their minds, and it's clear, it's fresh, it's open. It's left for the year ahead, inshallah, for them to put their full concentration and do the best that they can do.
No, definitely.
Okay, so it's unfortunately the line at Willow Express is quite bad, and we this generally happens. Normally, Adil puts his phone in roaming, and he said that it actually picks up the signal and actually does much better. He said it actually does much better, and we find that mostly nowadays when we're speaking to Adil from Willow Express. Things are much better, but unfortunately, I'm noticing today that the line is not that good. Adil, is back with us?
You lose me there again.
Adil?
Can you hear me now? I can hear you clearly, Munana.
Yeah, I don't know. Generally, Adil, it's the lines are much better from Ola Express nowadays, especially when you're putting your phone on roaming, but for some odd reason this time...
It's still not there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's got to do with the weather. There's a little bit of a...
I know when you spoke to Shakir, the youngster also, it, a lot of times, I mean, in between one, two places, he broke up totally.
Yeah, that's good. Unfortunately, that's the only problem with our particular program that we do. So we do ask listeners, inshallah, to bear with us. You know, because sometimes we are in areas where the reception is a little bit bad. But let's hope that the main message is sort of getting across.
Definitely. We are getting the message, Adil. We are enjoying the program all the way from Molo Express. And I think this was, again, getting back to Shakir, we said that the message he gave, how much easier it is going to be made for matriculants and the sort of help as teachers and as parents that we can afford them or assist them by clearing their minds. Adil, tell us now, you know, just getting back to this point, last week we were out at Silver Stream, right? And we did see, without a shadow of doubt, Adil, getting back to this water issue. It's not that, although yes, from time to time, we have got some rain, but we're still very far off the amount of rain that we should have had by now, Adil.
Definitely. There's still, you know, a lot of the towns, the outlying areas, like you mentioned also, that there is huge water shortages. You know, Operation High Rate is still operating. You know, every single weekend they are going out to give out water to areas that are desperately in need of it. And I've been reading some of the reports that have been coming back where some people have not had the drinking water that they could use, you know, for like up to about 4 or 5 days at a time. And when the water does come to them, then, you know, they really, really appreciate the water that's coming through. So, obviously, as a responsibility, the communities out there in the areas where we do have water, we should, you know, try and get involved in this project to see how we can also send water to those areas.
No, no, no. What's the situation there at Woloware?
Well, at the moment, you know, we are below the Vaal Dam. So, Willow Express is actually positioned below the dam wall itself, the dam wall that you find just outside the town of Denaysville. And usually what happens is when they open up the sluice gates, then you'll see the water level rising. Currently, the water level is it's not high per se, so there is a steady flow of water. Well, obviously now, like you said, when you're at the river, you don't really gauge and understand what the shortage of water is. But in terms of the vegetation around here, like I said, I think about 3 or 4 weeks back when we were talking, I said you can see that there's quite a change in the landscape from that very, very dry, arid setup to a very lush green. You know, there's a lot of greenery, there's a lot of plants around. But also you can see the toll that the dryness has taken on some of the plants, where some of the trees have got dried out branches on them. For us, it's a good thing because we can use it for our survival training, you know, but it just shows the impact that it's had on the particular area that we are in.
Yeah, so I think it's still very important that as much as we feel that we're getting rain, we're still very far off, and when you're out at the waters, then you really notice the difficulty, then you really notice the situation around the dam. And it doesn't only affect, I mean, last week when we were at Silver Stream, for example, if you recall, whilst we were there, the owner of the plot or the farmer at that time was putting up this fences. And the only reason he done that was because the next morning we realized that immediately we saw all those animals coming forward. And now that the water was so low naturally, you're going to find, had he not put up that fence, those animals of his now would have started crossing that stream. Of course, it's going to cause harm to him. I mean, he could have lost an animal, whether it's going across, whether they're getting injured in the water while crossing over. So it's not only at the water or the water situation itself. Yes, that would be the most critical or the most current situation we're going to look at. But there's many things around that also we don't get to see until we're not there ourselves. And now you realize and you think to yourself that this is now why things are just going up so much more because of the farmers and because of people that are in and around those areas there. I think we lost him again. Like I say, this is one of those times where Hanzala is going to hit the 3-dial button now and again. Hanzala? Hanzala, tell us, you haven't been fishing anytime, Hanzala? What's happening? Too busy studying, Hanzala? So, after studies, Hanzala, then you're going to say marriage. Okay, let's see. Do you have Adil back with us on the line, Hanzala? Okay, probably the signal is quite bad there. That is going to continue trying. Yes, so we were saying that Ariel spoke about it there. Now, he said you see the surrounding area, you see that the trees getting dry comparatively to what it should have been at this time here. Likewise, again, we spoke that last week when we were out at the stream, then you've seen this, and you found it a difficult situation, naturally, that now, because of the animals being able to cross over a stream that was once a wonderful flowing river, it now becomes difficult, and now you've got to put up fences, and you as the farmer now got to do different things. Likewise, you go to other dams where similar situations where the water level used to be so much better, and now it's gone down. And the reason for this, of course, no rain, and the reason behind that, we could ask ourselves this question: could it not be for us not making enough istighfar and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Okay, another thing that we got Adil back with us on the line. Adil, you there? Adil?
I'm here, Mulana. Maaf, I'm not sure what's actually happening to me, but the signal is a bit bad from, you know, coming up and coming
just
down,
tell
but,
us you want to leave us. Just tell us you want to leave us. You want your privacy, you want to enjoy the wildlife, you want to enjoy the sound of the stream. So now you're cutting that call line, you're blaming it on everything else, are you?
I would love to tell you that, but unfortunately my loyalty to, you know, the Screaming Real listeners is very, very strong. I'm not doing anything on purpose, I guarantee you. Alhamdulillah, I've got a very good team, mashallah. It's currently breakfast right now. My main man, Mr. Kim, just indicating that they've just finished serving the breakfast. So I have taken out my time from the camp just for this 1 hour to talk to regular Islam listeners. Getting back to what you were talking about, definitely I think we need to introspect and look into ourselves and make this dua. You know, this of water is definitely a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not happy with the actions of the ummah, and we all, myself firstly, you know, we need to start looking into ourselves and making a lot of istighfar and changing, obviously, the way we do things.
Adil?
Yes, hear me.
We can hear you and then we can't hear you.
Okay, now, I'm literally walking around like a madman trying to speak in the signal.
All right, everyone, okay. What we're going to do is we're going to keep you with us on the line for as long as we can. Okay. You're going to discuss whatever is possible, and the moment you go, we'll have to continue the program from this side, because it's going to become tedious, like they say, for Hanzala. Well, I was asking him earlier on now that he's not joining us for fishing, so he said, no, he's just studying very hard this year.
Yeah.
So I said, after studies, then marriage, right or wrong? That's what happens then. So he said, no. Yeah. He said, I promised to join you guys on fishing trip before marriage, he says, Ari.
Oh, before marriage.
Yeah, so you know what he just said in a nice way? Listen, nice studies, then I'll join you guys for a couple of trips, and then goodbye again.
Yeah. He's got his whole future plan for him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he made the whole plan here on air, Ari.
Yeah, you see, I don't know if it's sort of like pre-advertising or something like that. But, it helps.
For fishing or for marriage, eh?
For both.
Yeah, so tell us, Anil, about the wonderful breakfast that you must eat. Just make us feel a bit more guilty.
We gave them sausages. Last night we gave them burgers. But I think we prepped a little bit too much, so there was quite a lot of patties left over. So we just gave a little bit of patties and some of the sausages and the famous eggs that my wife cooks up. I don't know, my mommy is here this weekend to help also with the cooking. So inshallah, they will be eating well. We can see the smiles on their faces, so we know we're doing something right, alhamdulillah. Now we will start with the official program for the day. It's a very intense program, obviously, because there's two camps that they're going to go on, and then like Shakir mentioned earlier on, they will be learning various types of skills. Are you there, Mona?
Hallelujah.
I gotta keep on asking you, because if it goes dead, I'm not sure if I'm talking
yeah.
To myself again.
Yeah, we got no signal issues. Yeah, we're running 100% smooth, 100% normal. I can actually picture from the last trip we were together at Willow Express, Adil. I can picture that view. You're probably standing there on the deck right now, overlooking the water. Now and again, turning back just to see if they're leaving any breakfast for you there on the table. And then just listening to the sound of the water flowing there. There's nothing that can be better than doing it.
Yeah, definitely. You can't compare. I'm just looking at the teachers that are also on the camp. You know, what our program does is it also helps. Even though the teachers have come out, we share the responsibility. So it's not that there's so much of pressure on the teachers to constantly be, running after the kids all the time. And so they're also having a little bit of a relax. I can see Molana sitting there, he's reading something on the deck. The kids have just eaten. It's gone very, very quiet on camp. They're probably all just getting ready, for going out of the walk. You can't beat the tranquility. I think that time when I broke up, I was just talking about this, how important a program like this is, you know, to get matric students out here, to give them a chance to just sort of relax before they get into the rush. So consider Sushinde Survival Camp, inshallah, for your next excursion if you want to take the kids out. We do have another trip for the LMS students in March. And in the holiday, inshallah, we're planning to run about 4 camps. Those are open camps. That means they'll be open to anybody that wants to participate. you know, parents can give us a call, inshallah, and then we can start booking for the particular camp. The camps normally run over 2 days. So it's not a long process, so it's not like we'll be cutting into too much of the holiday as well.
Mm-hmm. Adil, excellent stuff. Allah Rabbul Izzah, you of course, it's getting out there with the youngsters, giving them a different dimension to what most youngsters are doing come weekend, come holiday period. This is something interesting. We always speak about the Islamic aspect of it whilst we are on the waters or whilst we're going with our families. I think it's just exceptional. Like Adil just said now that you found a Maulana sitting and probably reading a book. Whether it's Islamic literature, whether it's something for the school education, whatever it may be. But going to these places, Adil, relaxing your mind, relaxing your body, and then you stand up now, and then you read 2 rakats of Salah. Whether it's one of your Faraid Salah, whether it comes to your Dhuhr or Asr Salah, and you're out there at the water, or you got up and you decided, let me spend some quality time with my Creator, and you stood up and you read 2 rakats Salah. Whilst at this place, your mind is open, your mind is fresh, Adil. And then, of course, subhanAllah, it's a means of da'wah, you see, to a lot of people. Because you'll have, like last weekend when we were out, Adil, there were so many non-Muslim people that were there. Now you stood up, and yes, doing the program, of course, those people that seen us and came to ask the question, there was a youngster that actually came to ask me. He said, I think he walked down from yoga, said, and I actually slipped up, or I forgot to mention this part of it. And he probably heard you just speaking, and he came down this side. So he's actually asking this question, and now you're explaining to him about Radio Islam, for example. And then a bit later now, you go up and then you read your Dhuhr Salah whilst you are at the stream. And then again, you get people that are watching you, again, focusing on your Salah. But then after the Salah now, you think to yourself that, subhanAllah, this could be a means of da'wah, a means of relating our deen. And then again, on your end now, going with the youth, Adil, yes, the teachers are there with them. But had they not been there also, and you were just there with them, Adil, it's for that entire day making sure that Salah is there with Jama'ah, they're probably getting a small advice or two from the teachers or from yourself or whoever is out there with you guys. So all of this over that weekend, it might seem a lot when we mention it on air that this is the program or this is the lineup or this is what they're expecting. But once they're out there, Adil, it's just feeding them a little bit of information all the time. And I think it does a world of wonders for them in every way possible. And here we're speaking more about Islamically. It could bring a youngster to say that, listen, you could be cool, you could enjoy yourself, you could have fun, and yes, your deen could be there with you. Many times, you know, as a youngster, unfortunately, we just feel, a lot of youngsters have this perception sort of a thing, that no, if I say salatam, I'm going to the masjid, I just don't seem cool to the rest of the guys, or I don't seem good enough by me showing a good good character or good gesture towards anybody. But then when you come on a trip like this here, whether it's outdoors, with the family, with the guys out there, and then you see that you could do and enjoy yourself tremendously, and still have the deen as a part of it, Adil, I think this is something very, very interesting as well.
No, 100%. If you go back to the interview that we had with Shakir earlier on, and when he was talking about performing his salah here, it's so different because there's so much of peace and tranquility that he feels in his heart. But then, of course, there's the element of having the entire, group performing their jamaat here in the bush, with the river in the background and the beautiful wind and the breeze. It gives the youngsters focus, and obviously there's one important thing, there's certain things that when you go on camp, when you go fishing, they're non-negotiable. I mean, you are musafir when you come to a place, as well express.
Adil? Okay, I think we just lost...
No, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm just saying that... We've got such a different experience, being with the youngsters out. And it's like I was saying, it's non-negotiable when it comes to your salah, etc. And it's so interesting because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's so easy when you are a traveler that you read your salah as a musafir, and the youngsters also they sort of become aware that it's important, and they don't really try to look for excuses when it's Salah time, and you find alhamdulillah everybody is here. What we do actually is we've got a timetable, like a program rather, where it's got all the times of everything that's going to happen and when it's going to happen. So it gives them also some focus as well.
100%. So I think, let's just say one more time, Adil, that be cool when going out, enjoy yourself, be a part of this wonderful program that is happening out there. Never ever forget that we take our Islam with us, we portray the correct message out there, wherever we may be, for all of those people that are probably going outdoors. In the summer months now, you find generally people on the weekends come, everybody's out there, outdoors, enjoying themselves, wherever it may be. Let's never ever forget our salah on time, every time. Let's never ever forget that whatever good we do, and whatever good we display, would be a means of da'wah. And of course, showing that this is the true way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Adil, enjoy the weekend and come back safe, inshallah.
Inshallah, see you next week. Next week, just to give listeners a heads up, we will be fishing at a place called Fun Fishing. The name of the place is Fun Fishing. You can go and search on the online at funfishing.co.za. I think it's near Alberton. We will be doing a variety of different types of fishing, inshallah. Mulana Sajjad Timol, I will be with you next week, inshallah, at Fun Fishing, and we will do a live broadcast again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mulana Sajjad Timol, and to all our wonderful, wonderful listeners.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I didn't know all our listeners out there. Just 2 minutes left for the 9 o'clock news.